be a Nazir. Kulam Nazirim. Okay, this over here, a serial Naz. You have over here a sugya of
copying,
and also the question of Teichidei Dibor. Shalom Alecha Revi Umairi. Okay, the sugya of Teich. What is the Shi'ur of Teichidei Dibor? And do we learn? Okay, let's see one thing at a time. Let's go. Nachum was the Mishnah. Mishnah Mahari Nazir. I want to be a Nazir. V'shama chaveiroi v'omar va'ani. You hear what happened? Reuven says, I want to be a Nazir. Then Shimon hears what Reuven says, and he says one word. He says, va'ani. And then Levi says, va'ani. So what's the chakir? The chakir is when Levi, there's no question that when Shimon said va'ani, Shimon is coming to copy Reuven. Reuven is the one who initiates. He starts the process. Hareini Nazir. Shimon says Vani. Levi says Vani.
Which says the third person says Vani?
It says the word Vani twice in the Mishnah. V'omar Vani, Vani.
We know for sure that it's a third person.
Absolutely, there'll be a shadow of a doubt. Okay, it's not Reuven saying twice. It's Levi. So this.
So how come the Mishnah doesn't say the
good question?
The chaver Vani.
Good question. I don't know. V'chein look at Rashi. Rashi says Mishmar does v'shama chaver v'omar Vani. V'chein chaveroi omar v'ani. Okay, so there are two different people. There are three people in total. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven says Vani Nazir. Shimon says Vani. Levi says Vani. The whole daf revolves on one question, one chakira. When Levi says Vani, is Levi attaching himself to Shimon? Or is Levi attaching himself to Reuven? You hear the question?
Type it.
When Reuven... The whole daf, what are you going to tell us? The whole daf. This is the whole daf.
Yeah, will he typhus in Reuven or typhus in Shimon?
Is he coming to be typhus? Is he coming to be typhus in Reuven or is he coming to typhus in Shimon? You hear the word? And Michel Zev. Reuven says, Harani Nazir. Yeah?
Yeah.
Shimon says, Vani. Yeah. When Shimon says, Vani, what is Shimon coming to do? He's coming to attach himself to who? To be typhus in who? Who's
to
he
Reuven.
Coming? To Reuven. Levi says, Vani. When Levi says Vani, Levi also wants to be a Nazir.
And one second, Levi heard saying, Levi heard Reuven make accept the bottoms of.
So that'll be an afkamina. Let's say Levi was not in the room. Excellent question. But for the sake of simplicity, we're going in a case now where everyone is together. They're all sitting around the table. They're sitting around the table. Reuven says Hareini Nazir. Shimon says Vani. Levi says Vani. When Levi said Vani, is Levi coming to connect himself to Shimon, or is Levi coming to connect himself to Reuven?
Yeah.
You hear the question?
Yeah.
L'may nafkamina. Okay, the may not, but one nafkamina is does have to be Techidei Dibor. If you learn, speaking of the devil, look who's back, Shlomo Binowitz. So what is the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, does it have to be Techidei Dibor? L'mashal, like a simple mashal. If Reuven says, Hareini Nazir, and Shimon delays, he pauses, he thinks about it for 10 seconds. Look at this, Reuven's Hareini Nazir. He thinks and thinks, declares, and then after 10 seconds he says, Vani. Is Shimon and Azir? Why not?
It has to be Techidei
Dibor. So by the time Levi gets around,
that's
the given. That's himself. The general halacha. I don't know the Mukar, it's a general halacha. If your person just stopped me, walks down the street and he says Vani, you don't go attached when he said Vani the last conversation that he had. If you want to go say Vani, yeah, and you want to be a Chalois in the Zeus, you have to say within Techidei Dibor of someone saying Avadi Nazir.
Yeah?
So Reuven says, Hareini Nazir. Shimon says Vani. If Shimon would say Vani more than Techidei Dibor, would Shimon be a Nazir?
Yeah.
No, more than Techidei Dibor.
No.
Now Levi says Vani. Now let's make an assumption which is not correct. Levi said Vani more than Techidei Dibor from Reuven, but less than Techidei Dibor from Shimon. So if you learn that Levi is coming to connect himself to Reuven, it's too late. But if Levi is coming to connect himself to Shimon, it's still within Techidei Dibor. Right? That's nafkamina. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash, Shlomo Binowitz. We want to welcome back from Eretz Yisrael. We can see the Shechina is resting on your panim, the Hadas panim. Eretz Yisrael. We can't hear you. Maybe you could turn on the microphone, please. How is your mother doing in Eretz Yisrael?
Okay, Baruch Hashem.
Shalom Aleichem. You came.
Look, we have a chassid.
You came back the same day. You came back today?
No.
Came back yesterday.
My brother came back today. He became a grandfather for the first time, my brother. My youngest brother. Yeah.
So we went on a private jet.
And my mother became a great grandmother. For the first time. Huh?
Amazing to make someone great. It's a great thing to make someone great.
We'll leave you the slime for a good pun. Okay, that's the Chakira.
How's your mother doing?
She's doing. Not much communication.
Wow. Yeah, you told me.
I had my daughter and grandchildren there.
Baruch Hashem. Okay, yeah.
Where are we holding?
Daf Chof. We're holding Daf Chof Amud Beis. We just started the new parak. Okay, we're going to go very fast today. Mi Shama Harin Aziv Shama Chavev Yama Vani. Kam. Period. Vani. Then there's a Levi. Levi case. So the case of Mishavi is there is a succession. Ruvain says, Hareini Nazir, Shimon says, Vani, Levi says, Vani, Chakira, is Levi coming to connect himself to Ruvain? Was Levi coming to connect himself to Shimon?
What's the Nafkamina?
Nafkamina is if it's more than Toich Kedei Dibor from Ruvain, but it's within Toich Kedei Dibor from Shimon. That's an Nafkamina. If when Levi says Vani, it's more than Toich Kedei Dibor from Ruvain. It's more than Toich Kedei Dibor from Ruvain. So then if he's coming to be Toifis against Ruvain, it's too late. But if it's still within Toich Kedei Dibor from Shimon, he's connecting himself from Shimon. Okay, they're going to be better nafkaminis. We have better nafkaminis than that coming up soon. But that's the basic yisoid. Yeah. You got the yisoid?
Yeah.
If you know that yisoid, you know the whole daf. There's nothing more to discuss. We can close the gemara now. We can play kvitloch.
Okay.
And we can eat some pizza. And who knows what, because we finished the whole daf. We already said over the yisoid of the whole daf. Vaita. So vani kulam nizidim. In this case, with the prayer said vani vani, they're all nizidim. Okay, now we go to some nafkaminis. Let's say Ruvain is mate his nazirus. He goes to the chacham and he tells the chacham that I did not want to be a nazir. So Ruvain is mate the nazirus. What's the halacha? Chutru kulam. Automatically, once Ruvain is no longer a nazir, the Mishnah over here appears to be saying at face value that all of them are they're all connected to Ruvain. So once Ruvain is no longer a nazir, that means Shimon is also no longer a nazir.
Even though he would then go to be
because Shimon's nazirus is connected, is dependent upon Ruvain. Ruvain said vani, the male of Ruvain is no longer a nazir, and Shimon has no place to attach itself to. And likewise, Levi, manavshach, either Levi is connecting himself directly to Ruvain, or Levi is connected to Shimon. Once you take down Ruvain, you take them all down. The house of cards falls down.
Dominoes,
they all come collapsing. Huto harishon, huto kulam. Huto, huto ha'achron. Let's say Levi is mater his nazirus. Levi goes to the chacham and he says, I don't want to be a nazir. So good for Levi. So Levi's out. But Reuven and Shimon are still nazirim. Ha'achron, muto v'kul nasurim. Omar, new case. Okay, case number two. Omar, harin nazir v'shama chaver v'yamar. I want to be a nazir. And his friend says, Pi kipiv. I want my peh to be like his peh. Which the Gemara will explain, Lamaskana means, I want my peh to be like his peh with regard to Yayin. Yeah. Just saying pi kipiv is not sufficient. You have to say, I want pi kipiv, linyan Yayin. Or he says, Usa'ari kisaroi. I want my hair to be like his hair with regard to the Issa Tiglachas. Hare ze nazir. In other words, what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? That you don't have to give a formal kabbal of Hareini. Even if you don't say harein, you just say something which is abstract, an abstract expression, it's good enough. Harein, harein zinazir. Next halacha. New case number three. Okay, third part of the Mishnah. Harein nazir v'sham yish. A person says, I want to be a nazir. He's sitting around Friday night and he says, harein nazir, and his wife says, you know, it's a great idea. And she says, v'sham yishtoy, v'amra, and she says, v'ani, I also want to be a nazira. I also want to be a nazira. So what is the halacha? So the halach is mefer shalah. Yeah.
Who said first?
This is part three of the mission. We're going to have your case in a moment. Part three. Part three of the mission is Hareini, the man says. Hareini nazir. The man says, the husband says, Hareini nazir. Vishama ishtoy. His wife hears. V'omra, and she says, Vani, I also want to be a nazir. What is the halacha? So he's in the nazir. Now he decides to be mefer the nazirus of his wife. A nazirus is a form of a neder. A husband can be mefer. He's mefer the nazirus of his wife. That has no effect on him. Good. You want to be a nazir? I am mefer your kabbalah, but I remember a nazir. The day of Rama, I'm mefer a shalova v'shloika. Chayim. Next, okay, case number four. We are now up to case number four. Hareini Nazira v'shama bala. A woman says, I want to be a Nazira v'shama bala. So here's the other way around. This is what Rabbi Shlomo was saying, is what she initiated. The wife said, Hareini Nazira. And the husband says, wow, what a great idea. I also want to be a Nazir like my wife. Now, when the husband says that, the Gemara's maskana is, that's a kiyum. That is the ultimate kiyum. If a husband is mekayim his wife's neder, it's too late for him to be made for the neder. So if a husband said, now how does a husband make mekayim a neder? He says, it's hukam. Excellent, I want the neder to go into effect. Here, the husband did not explicitly say, I want your neder to be hukam. He never said that. But he said was, I want to build upon you. The same way you are a Nazira, I also want to be a Nazira. The Gemara's maskana is, if a husband says Vani, this in essence is a technique of being making his wife's Naziris. Lamai nafgamina, he can't, he's nothing he can do about it. He can't
be made for anything.
He can't be made for anything, exactly.
Made for his wife's
Naziris. Right, it's truly came right. Hareini Nazira, Vishama Bala. The husband hears, the Amani says Vani, and the husband says, I also want to be. Eino Yachal Hafi, you can only be Mefer. In other words, so they're both Nazirim. She is a Nazir, he's a Nazir, and he cannot be Mefer. Okay, that's case number four. Case number five. Hareini Nazir v'at v'at. A husband says, I am a Nazir, and you, my wife, how about you? V'at? Question mark. V'at? Hani Nazir? V'at? How about you? Would you also like to join me in this quest of spirituality? Yes, the Amen, she says, Amen. So what is the law? The law is, Mefer Eshlo. So therefore, this is equivalent to the case number three, or case number whatever it was, where I want to be a Nazir, and she's, I also want to be.
Right.
He can be Mefer, but even if he's Mefer, it's not going to affect his Kabbalah.
Yeah.
Vishalai Kayim. Last case of the Mishnah. I think it's number six, if I'm not mistaken. Last case of the Mishnah. Let's say the woman initiates. She says, Hareini Nazira. And then she says, as a question, the Atah. How about you, my wife? How about you? And the Omar, and she says, Amen. And she says, that's equivalent. That's the same thing like the case number four. That's just like the husband was maskim, and he was Mekayim the Neder. Okay?
So that means he can't change his mind.
No, right, he cannot. That's right. He was Mekayim her Neder. Her Neder. He was Mekayim. There's nothing he can do. So the Ein Yachalof. Okay, so let's chazal the Mishnah. The Mishnah, we have six cases. The first case is a person says, I want to be a Nazir, and then his friend says, Vani. And the next guy says, Vani, Ruvain, Shimon, Levi. Ruvain says, Hareini Nazir. Shimon says, Vani. Levi says, Vani. They're all Nazirim. If Ruvain is Mater, his Nazirus, all the house of cards falls down. Domino effect. They all come collapsing down. Let's say Levi is Mater. No, Levi is Mater, but not going to affect Ruvain and Shimon. What's going to be the $1 million question, the $6 million question? What happens if Ruvain is Matir, the Neder? Yeah? Let's say you have Shimon is Matir. Ruvain, Shimon, Levi. Let's say Shimon is Matir, the Neder. So what's going to happen? That's going to be the Nafkamina. If you know that Levi is Matfis and Ruvain, so Levi is still going to be a Nazir. But if you learn that Levi was Matfis on Shimon, so once Shimon is Matir, so Levi's also not going to be a Neder.
Okay.
And that would also play into the deeper.
Right. Well, let's assume now for the moment. I told you nothing. Let's say, right? The Mishnah Gemara is always going to assume that it's always going to be Tevel Dibur. Yes. To hold off, okay?
About Levi?
Yes. Okay. Okay. That was case.
You're giving us advantage.
Right. We're just going with the case. Then the second part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah just talks about the case where the husband says, "I want to be a Nazir," and the wife says, "Vani." And the husband, so the husband can be made for her chelik, but not can be made for and does not affect him. But let's say she's makabel. And he says, let's say the wife is Mekabel Nazirus, and he says, and the wife says, and the husband says, excellent, that's called a Hakama, and he can no longer be Mefer. And then we have the case where the question, would you also want to be the same idea? Okay, now let's go to the Gemara. Yosef Resh Lakish Kamei Rav Yehuda Nesia. We want to welcome to the base Medrash Mr. Aaron Rappaport. We're up to the Gemara Daf Chof Amid Beis. 20b Chof Amid Beis. We just learned the Mishnah. We're up to the Gemara. Yosef Resh Lakish Kamei Rav Yehuda Nesia. V'yase v'kam
avruhu. It's not reviewed on Nasi. This is a different...
No, it is. It seems say it says Yasser Shlagish Khan made the review in Sia.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess no, it has to be Nanikal. It has to be. Much later. It has to be Nanikal.
You know why? Because it would have said a different Lashon.
Rishlokish is much later. Oh, Yasser Rishlokish Khan made Rabbi Yehuda Nasir of Yasser much later. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Nasir, the grandson. Probably the grandson.
Right.
You're the expert on Jewish history. We look up to you. Ene Koli Shulech Rabbi Shol. What? It shows that Lobo is a bucky in all the stuff.
He sat and he said.
It's an expression. That's an expression.
Okay.
You're going to get some very good. I'm sure there must be some very interesting pshat, but it's an expression. Sprach. Okay. He made a very powerful statement. Levi has to be connected.
What does
Tfisa
mean?
Connected.
Oh, it's connected.
When you say Vani, you're connecting yourself. You're making a connection. Vani, you're being matvis. Vahu.
Kulon besoich kidei dibur. You mean the other two?
Ruvain and Levi. Ruvain says, Hareini nazir.
Yeah.
And Shimon and Levi say va'ani. Both of them say va'ani. Let's learn the Gemara on a very simple level. Now, within toich kidei dibur of Ruvain, I just said a mouthful. Let's, for sake of simplicity, make it like that. They both said va'ani toich kidei dibur of who? Toich kidei dibur of who? So let's learn now Toich Kedei Dibor of Ruvain. How long is Toich Kedei Dibor? Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Okay. The Kama Toich Kedei Dibor Kedei She'elas Shalom. The Kama Kedei She'elas Shalom. Kedei She'oimer Shalom Talmud L'ra. If you stop and say Shalom, it's Shalom. Shalom Alecha. If you say to the Rebbe, it's Shalom Alecha Rebbe. You have to either word Rebbe or Rebbe Umayri. It could be even another word. Okay. Kedei She'oimer Shalom Talmud L'ra. What does Rashi say? Rashi.
What, this is not the Lashon. Can Shem Shalom Talmud L'Rab?
How does a Talmud say
the greetings? How does say?
Shalom Olecha Rebbe. And some say Shalom Olecha Rebbe. Look at Taisvis. What does Taisvis say?
This is Taisvis? Where?
Look at Taisvis. Where is Taisvis? Taisvis on the bottom of the page, towards the bottom of the page. Hagah.
I don't see the Taisvis there.
I'm looking for one second. I can't find it either.
Who says this Taisvis on Sechlis Lazar?
This is Tosfos.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Tosfos.
Yes, the Dibur. Because first shows of the Shalosh Shalom Rav. Ha'inu Shalom Olecha Rabbi. Shalosh Teves. Is he Tosfos Hagah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Shalom Olecha Rebbe.
Oh, that.
Three words. Shalom Olecha Rebbe. Hachinam Yichamu Shoshan Dashu. Now, this is very important to say Shalom Rebbe because now this is very important Tosfos. Why did the Mishnah only say Vani twice? The Mishnah says Hareini Nazir. And the second fellow, Reuven Shimon, says Vani. And Levi says Vani.
Yeah.
Why didn't the Mishnah say Vani, Vani, Vani? Were they trying to save some ink? Why did the Mishnah only say Vani twice?
Why should it say three times?
Oh, because you get to the third Vani, it's already past Toich Kedei Dibur. Look at Tosfos. Hachinami. The first shows
the
Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Shalom Ish Teves.
Maybe not.
So look at Tosfos. Look at Tosfos. Okay, let's see Tosfos. Hachinami Yichayim Shloisha Anoshim Lahatvis Atzman Berishon Enechanami. Okay, not like I told you. You could have said three. Ani, Ani, Ani. Because each Ani corresponds to one word. Shalom Alecha Rebbe. So the first Ani is Shalom. The second ani is Olecha, and the third ani is Rebbe. Right. So why then did the Mishnah only enumerate two anis? Why didn't the Mishnah say ani three times, three people? The Mishnah only said, a person says Hareini Nazir, and then it says two people join the bandwagon. Ani, ani, Shimon and Levi. Why didn't the Mishnah say ani, ani, ani? Why didn't it say Shimon, Levi, Yehuda? So let's see. Hachinami, Tosfos says, Enochinami. The Mishnah really could have said three times. Hachinami, Yechaylin Shloisha, Anoshim Lahatvis, Atzman Berishain, Shenodar, Benozir, Shul Echor Omar, Vani, Heim, Shalosh Tevois. Diafilu Acharoin, even number three would be Toichide Dibor Minarishain. Avol Horevi, but you cannot say more than three times. Ani, Ani, Ani. The Mishnah could not pass.
But why didn't it mention the third one?
So the Gemara is going to say, is the Mishnah, the town of the Mishnah, a peddler? Is he a ruchla? Is he a peddler that goes around from the shows all the merchandise? when you're a peddler, you go around to the cities, you go and you put on, you take out a stand, you put on the street, all of your merchandise. The Tan of the Mishnah is not a peddler. He doesn't have to go and enumerate every little detail for you. Yeah. It's enough for him to give a general concept. Ani, ani, isn't it? He doesn't have to go say three times word ani. Alvul horvi ein yochel lahadvis atzma berishon afilu amar vani shekvar shok de diba min arishon nulkach lechol mizius la'arvi. Okay.
So
Tosfos says
that's a fourth, because it's the fourth word.
It's right then, because shalom alech harebi. The first is hareini nazir. The clock is ticking. How much time do you have?
But he
now
still doesn't answer. Why doesn't say the third ani?
So the Gemara is going to answer. The Gemara is going to say the Tana is not a ruchla. The Tana is not a peddler. He doesn't have to go tell you every little thing. Once the Tana says ani ani, you get the idea. You don't have to go. Doesn't have to go and tell you ani 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 to get you confused. The Tana tells you the basic concept. You can figure it out yourself. So therefore, we are
here.
Second,
from here's Araya.
Yeah.
They're matvus tederishin.
Oh,
that makes
exactly. Well, or maybe not. That's going to be the topic of the Gemara. Okay, one thing at a time. Right now, we're on the Gemara. Nachum on the Gemara. Yosef Reish Lakish Kamei Rabbi Yehuda.
No, should I tell you what? Because if
okay, let's see. Yeah. Gemara is not. Yosef Reish Lakish Kamei Rabbi Yehuda. Nesiv Yosef Kamar. Who shehit fisa kulam mitach ledibor. The Mishnah says ani ani. The case must be where they said ani ani within rapid succession within a short period of time. The Kama Tech Ledibor, the Gemara Ansk, they shall shalom. The Kama they shall shalom, Kidesha Omer Shalom Talmud Laraf. Amale. So Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, when he heard what Reish Lakish says, Tov Leshovkas Ravcha Litalmida. Shov means, Tov means return. Okay, Tov means, let's see if we have Tosfos explain this. It's a very complicated, what it means exactly, with the permission words. Look at Tosfos in the very bottom. Amalei tov normally means.
How come there's missing it's chasa here. There's no vav in between the tov and the vav. Okay.
Over here, tois is a different gear. So two lo shav ke shav chul. Look at Tosfos. Kiloimar talmid shasham alechach leechach shnada benazir biki shloimar vani uvesuch chide vkach oiver rabbi lefonov, and the Rebbe passes for chayiv lahakdim lo shalom v'loimar shalom alecha Rebbe v'heim shol shavos. Shuv lo yo lahatvis benozim yom avani shekvar shok kedei dibor the ainzel svara. It's not reasonable. Elavadai gam horavihi nitvas chol since v'lo shok klal leachar kedei dibor elali alter achar kedei dibor omar vani av lachamishi vadai ena nitvas shok tzas achar kedei dibor.
I don't understand.
He's saying a very fine point. He's saying over here is that toich kedei dibor. It's a very 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 the old
toiches.
Toich kedei dibor means. It means you have another second. In other words, let's explain. Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and then we give you another second. Whenever the Gemara says that the shir is toich kidei dibur, what it means is the clock starts, and now we have Shalom Alecha Rebbe plus.
Why?
And now we give you one more second.
Why?
Why? Because it's too, basically, the essence of what he's saying is it's too short of a period of, it's not reasonable. If a person wants to attach himself to someone else, you're only a human being. You got to give a person a time to catch his breath. You can't expect a person to be so swift, and immediately respond within a second. So whenever Chazal give the shir of Toich Kedei Dibur, which means Shalom Alecha Rebbe, what it really means is make belief argument's sake, it's not so, but each word is a second. Shalom is a second. Alecha is a second. Rebbe is a second. You automatically get one more second.
What's the Svara?
Because, like he says, because let's say the person, I mean, it's not a real, the person is I want, you want to, and your Rebbe passes by. I'm sitting in the, Hareini Nazir, and you're about to say Va'ani, and then guess what? Your Rebbe passes right in front of you. So what do you have to say? Shalom Alecha Rebbe.
Wait, 1 second. Shimon, I'm sorry. Shimon hears Reuven making an...
Harei Nazir.
Right.
Shimon hears Reuven to Harei
Nazir. And Shimon, he's about to say, Shimon.
And just as he's about to say Va'ani...
Shimon's Rebbe
walks in front of him. Right. So Shimon has an obligation to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe.
Oh, then he has another...
And now I lost out. It's not fair. Zelo fear. So you'll say to me, ridiculous. What are the chances? What are the chances that your Rebbe is going to walk in front of you when Shimon says, Hareni Nazir? What are the chances? I at the table, and the guy's Hareni Nazir, and you want to say Vani. What are the chances that your Rebbe is going to walk in at punct at that moment, and you're going to say to him, Shalom Alecha Rebbe? Oh, I lost out. Big deal, you know. First of all, the chance of this happening almost zero. Number two, so big deal. So just say, Hareini Nazir.
Right.
What's the big deal?
Right.
So obviously, Taisus doesn't mean it to be taken literally. Taisus means that the amount of time you're demanding a person to make a decision and say Vani, it's just not reasonable. It should be in such a short period of time. You got to give a person another moment to think what he wants to do.
Oh, so that's all it
means.
That's
so therefore, Taisa, whenever Chazal give a concept of Shalom of Teched Dibur means Shalom Teched Dibur is the amount of space, and then you have that amount to think about it. Shalom Alecha Rebbe is the amount of space we give you to think, and then you have to make a decision. And this Mahalik is extremely, if you only came for this, what I'm going to tell you now, it was Kedai, because Shlomi, I'm telling you, even Shruli Borns, the two Shrulis, even Eli Stefanski is not going to tell you this Vart, what the lumpness of Taisa said. I'm telling you, a Murdik of Vart. Everything in life, you do in your life, you have to ask yourself a question, what would my Rebbe say? When you have a dilemma in life, you have a dilemma, okay, a Mishol Zevlobel. Should you go and you drink this cup of coffee? What do you have? A big dilemma in life, a big question in life. What do you have to think about? What would my Rebbe want me to do? Whenever you want to make a decision, a big decision in life, you have to say, I have a Rebbe. He gave me a mahalach in life. What would my Rebbe tell me to do? If you're a real good student of the Rebbe has taught you a mahalach in life. Shalom Alecha Rebbe is you're connecting with your Rebbe. You're communicating with him. You're contemplating Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Now I've connected. I've connected to my Rebbe. I now know what my Rebbe would want me to do. Now you make a decision. What is this meaning of Kedei Sheyishal Talmud L'Rav? And then along comes Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the later one, and he says, give the guy one more second. You are correct. Shalom Alecha Rebbe plus another second. Because Shalom Alecha Rebbe is a person is faced with a dilemma. Hareini Nazir. Oh, should I also want to be a Nazir? What would my Rebbe want me to do in this situation? Let me think about that. Shalom Alecha Rebbe is an expression of a person settling down, grounding himself, thinking about his Derech HaChayim. And now, okay, now I'm going to make my decision. Vani. Or you're not going to make a decision. That's why the Shir of Teched Dibur is three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and now you make the decision. The 3 seconds, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, is the moment of contemplation,
yeah.
of what should I do in life?
Yeah.
Should I do yes or no? And that decision will be influenced by my teacher.
Second, so therefore.
That's why Rabbi Yehuda Nasir told him, the Shir of Teched Dibur is not the amount of time that we expect you to make the decision within that moment. We give you another moment after you say Shalom.
So why is it Rebbe that Levi has to be Teched Dibur?
When it says Teched Dibur, because that's what he's doing with Zel Bazach. Levi over here is saying, Levi.
So we're not talking about the time duration.
Just giving over here. According to Rabbi Yehuda Nasir, there really four people can connect themselves. Four people, a grand total of five people. The fellows Hareini Nazir is one. Then Ani, and Ani. Another four people. Why? Because the first Ani is connected Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and the next one is now is decision moment. So you really have the space of four words to latch on to Ruvain. Okay, that's it. Let's go weiter. So Dachma the whole Gemara. Yosef Reish Lakish Kamei Rabbi Yehuda Nasir VeYosef VeKamei Rabbi Hushad Fisa Kulam B'Teched Dibur. All of them. Vani. When it says in the Mishnah, Ani. The Mishnah only gives us an example of two people, Shimon and Levi.
You realize it's a little difficult to understand that. Because Teched Dibur means it takes them 3 seconds to come up with a decision.
Right. It says, well, the first two people didn't take them any time to make a decision.
So, the first, exactly.
Okay, but he's coming, there are slow people. There are some people that need more time to make decisions.
That's the maximum.
They need more time. So nachma, is doch schon gekommen, so die Mission says vani vani. Ja, so wir schon gekommen, wir tun sehen, wir jetzt bekommen aber gut shit, wie so cool mit sagen die Dibor. Wir kamen doch die Dibor. It says the mission vani vani. How much time is that with the Dibor? Kedish shel shalom. The kam kedish shel shalom. Kedish shalom shalom tam lara. Tais says what is shalom rav? Shalom alecha rabbi. So according to the Mars Havamina, according to this man the Amar, where Rish Lakish says, how many people can connect to Reuven? Reuven said, no, three, according to Reish Lakish. No. How many people can connect? Reuven said, I didn't know, there are three people. Ani, Ani, Ani. Shalom Lech Rebbe. Amalei, Rebbe Yudnissiya told him, no, you're making a mistake. Not three people, four people can connect. Two, Loi Shafkis Ravchel Talmida. This is just an expression. That's not enough time for a student.
What does Tov mean?
Two, any more. Two, further, too low. It's not enough. I don't know the exact meaning. Tov low. It means it's not enough. It's not enough time for a student to answer the question, because let's say the student, when he hears Reuven say, Hareini Nazir, punkt. At that moment, the Rebbe walks in front of him and he sees him. He's going to have to say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. And he's not going to be able to save Ani. It's going to be too late. It's not fair. You got to give him another moment. So Sacha Kol Rabbi Yehuda Nasir says, how much time do you have? You have enough time for four people. Shalom Alecha Rebbe. And now we give you another split second.
So he argues with Rav Shlakish.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Okay? Fine. And I told you the deeper pshat. The deeper pshat over here is because what's pshat? Because you're giving that amount of time, Shalom Alechay, for the Talmud to think, what would his Rebbe want him to do in this situation? And then you make a decision. Okay? Bite next page.
So according to Rav Yehuda Anashi, the third guy could say it.
Fourth guy also can say it. The fourth guy can also say it. We could have over a total of five people. The original, Hareini Nazir. And then we have another four. Vani, 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 Vani. The first three are Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and then according to Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, then is decision moment for a grand total of five people. Hareini Nazir, Ani, 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 Ani. But after that, no more. Number six.
The fifth means
the fifth after the Hareini Nazir.
Oh, I see.
This is the Hareini Nazir, and then four more. But number five, that you can't do. You can't. You only can have a gudosel eretz yasta. You only can have five people sitting around the table be able to come on the. But the Mishnah only says two people. The Mishnah only says hareini nazer vani vani. Is the Mishnah a peddler? Has to go say ani 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 ani. No, the Mishnah gets you started. He says ani ani, and that's insufficient. Are we good?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we go. We turn the page. This is the most enjoyable part of the Afyomi, is to turn the page. Page Chaf Aleph of an Aleph. Tanya, now Yochi, we're in the Brisa. Mish Alma Hareini Nazir Vishama Chaveiro. We have Brisa. Mish Alma Hareini Nazir Vishama Chaveiro. Okay, so number one says Vishah Kidei Dibor. He waits. We have a person, Hareini Nazir. And then his friend, he waits. V'omar Vani. Nope. Too late. Too little, too late. Who also? The one that said Hareini Nazir is also. It's too late because he delayed. If he delayed it more than according to each opinion, he waited more than amount of time,
yeah,
then it's it. You can't go say Vani 10 minutes later. Yeah. You got to make a decision in life on the spot. You have only a limited amount of time to make a decision in life. You can't delay too long. Now, good, gewaldic. We have a Tanya Nam Yachi. And let's bring a Raya from the Mishnah. Now, we have a Braisa, a member.
So we have a mission, then we have a Braisa.
A Braisa. And now we want to bring right to the mission. We learned Tanya Nam Yoch from a Braisa. Mishamar. And now we want to bring right from our very own Mishnah we learned from the previous Summit. Here we go. Lema, Messiah, Le Mishamah, Harinino Hazir, our Mishnah. Vishama, Chaveiro, Vyomar, Vani. And then another friend said, Vani, Visuloi. And it only stopped after two. Why didn't it say three? Let's see the Hilk Rashi. Leim v'sayle, Misha Mahari Nazir, Misha Mahavir Yom Vani Vani, Umidiloi Ketani Ella Hanach Train, Shman, why did it only say Vani Vani? Why didn't it say Vani, 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 Vani? Why didn't it go enumerate more Anis? Shman, the Mishum, the E Ketani Tve, now this appeal was of Loi Havi Kede Dibo Shalorishan. Ah, Vahanan, Vahanan Binan, Dilehavi Tachede Dibo Vasuloi. Now Mihacha de Sayle, let's see what Mihacha. Loi to Sayle. Now over here, look over here. In the Gimel, in the Oyz Gimel, this is a little confusing with these Rashi's. Okay. Now,
V'sulo mechacha loy tesayle the bedin who the havi lelevisne ad meya. That's already the Gemara's answer. Okay, let's see over here Tosis. Let's see the Tosis. Okay, let's see Tosis.
Yeah.
Let's see Tosis. Leim mesayle. Mishu harino azir mastisan he mastisan. Harino azir v'katan vani v'sulo Rabbi Yehuda nesia motzi lemisne vani arba pamin. According to Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, what did we learn? Right, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, we learned you could say that four times.
Yeah.
You see the Tosis?
Yeah.
V'im time at Roshim Lakish Nami Nisne Vani Vani Shalish Pamin. So why is it only a Kasha and Rabbi Yehuda Nesia? What about Rishlo? You could say three times.
Yeah.
V'yeshama, the Hachi Kamar, Bishloima, Rabbi Shimon Levi, that says Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Yosef Rish Lakish. Okay, so he's saying of an incredible chiddush. According to Tosfos, the Gemara's whole raya over here is a raya to the shita of Reish Lakish and a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, because it says in the Mishnah the word trei twice. Now, what's the chiddush of saying vani twice? If you hold of toich kedei dibur, so then you can even say you can say it three times vani,
yeah.
Vani, vani. So the answer is, according to Reish Lakish. So why didn't it say it three times? So the answer is, there is absolutely no chiddush in saying the third va'ani. So you'll ask me, because it's techle dibur. Ah, eba zeh, so there's no chiddush in saying the second va'ani. So Tosfos says, second, there is a chiddush.
Second ani.
How many times is it saying the word va'ani in the Mishnah? Twice.
Twice, yeah.
Va'ani, va'ani. So according to Reish Lakish, really the Mishnah could have said it three times. Gesundheit. Gesundheit. Really the Mishnah could have said it three times.
Yeah.
Vani, vani, vani. Why didn't it say it three times?
Yeah.
No chiddush. As long as you're within toich kedei dibur, it's good enough. So once we taught you the first vani, hareini nazir, vani, toich kedei dibur. Oh, once it's toich kedei dibur, gesundheit. Once toich kedei dibur, so now, number three is also toich kedei dibur. So what's the obvious question? So why did you say the second
right,
Va'ani?
Right.
The answer is the second is Taka Chiddush. Because you may think that if you have a Hefsek, it's worse. It's one thing, that's someone it. Says, Hareini Nazir, and you pause. There's silence.
Nee.
There's silence. There's a delay. And then after the delay, at the very end of the delay, as long as you're within that span of time that's permitted, Va'ani, Yechaparayim. But once there's been a hefsek, maybe it's too late for someone to join the original Hareini Nazir. If Reuven starts off Hareini Nazir, and now Shimon says Va'ani, his Va'ani constitutes a hefsek for Levi to say Va'ani. Levi can no longer connect himself to Reuven because Shimon interrupted that open-ended statement of Hareini Nazir of Reuven. You hear?
No, could you repeat again?
Reuven says Hareini Nazir.
Yeah.
What is the classic case of Toich Kedei Dibur? The classic, all over Shas. All over Shas. A person says Hareini Nazir. Okay? The clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. If you want to connect yourself to that Hareini Nazir, let's make believe you have 3 seconds. Make believe it's 3 seconds. It's not, but make believe it's 3 seconds. Okay? 1 second passes, quiet. 2 seconds passes, quiet. You're running out of time. You got to make a decision. And now the very last moment, Hareini Nazir. You made it. Whew. You made it the last second. So what happened? Hareini Nazir, there was dead time. Silence for 2 seconds, and then in the last second, you come in for the kill. Hareini Nazir. Gewaldig.
1 second. Before he says Hareini Nazir,
what is the classic? No, you don't.
The first one?
The first is done. The first one's done already.
The other ones only say Ani.
Right.
Okay.
So let's say the guy says Hareni Nazir, and the second guy says Vani 10 minutes later. Is he a Nazir?
No.
Why not? Why not?
It's not a Chedimah.
Okay, so let's say the first one says Hareni Nazir, and 2.5 seconds pass, and then he says Vani.
The second one,
Vani. Yeah. Is it going to be good?
Yeah.
Why is it good? He didn't say it immediately.
But
it's within this time span. Right. Good enough, right?
Right.
There was dead time in the middle.
Yeah.
Dead time is not a problem. As long as at the end you came in,
right,
Vani.
Right.
But let's say, Hareni Nazir, and now, right away, Shimon says Vani, so Shimon's good.
Maybe
when Shimon says Vani, that puts an end. It puts an end. It's a hefsek for Levi now to say Vani, to connect himself to Reuven. The only time you say Teichidei Dibor is you have 3 seconds, fine, but you can come at the very, very end, but you're not allowed to have a hefsek in the middle.
I see.
Maybe when Shimon says Vani, he's mafsek for Levi.
I got it.
So how do you learn the first 2 lines of that Mishnah?
Oh, so that's why it's necessary for the Mishnah to teach you that it's not a hefsek. That's why it's necessary. Well, the question over here is, why does the Mishnah say Va'ani twice? If you want to teach me the halach of Teichidei Dibur, just say Va'ani once. Hareini Nazir, Reuven's done. Shimon comes along and he says Va'ani. Finished. Oh, that's it. You want to go, if you want to teach me Teichidei Dibur, now what about Levi, Yehuda? As long as anyone can chop around within 3 seconds, they're good. They can do it. I don't need to go tell me, no. The Mishnah needs to go out of its way and teach me 2 times Va'ani. You know why? Because there's a Chiddush. Because if not for the Mishnah telling me twice Va'ani, I would be misled to believe that Levi, when he says Va'ani, it's not Chal. Because there is a hefsek between Hareini Nazir and the second Va'ani. What was the hefsek? Someone else said Va'ani in the middle.
Yeah.
And you can go make a whole long chakira, lomisha chakira, and give a shir in Knesset Space Avigdor at 7:30 in the morning. The lomdis of Teichidei Dibur, how you close it, a ganze maisa, what the chiddush of this Teisa over here is saying. The long comes the mission. The mission says no such thing. There's no such thing as a hefsek. You can say Hareini Nazir, Ani, and someone else can say Va'ani, and number 2 will not constitute a hefsek for number 3.
Yeah.
Once we got that down pat, what happens now if number three comes along and says Vani? Of course it works. Hareini Nazir. Ani, Ani, Ani. Say Ani 3 times. 3 different people. Does the Mishnah have to say the 3rd Ani? No. You know why? The Mishnah didn't even have to say the 2nd Vani. The only reason why it said the 2nd Vani was to teach you that there's no hefsek. That is not called a hefsek. Mm-hmm. Once we got that out of the way, and we taught you the halacha of Teichidei Dibur, so now it's natural. I don't need to tell me any chidush. But you can have even another person that can say Va'ani.
No, but maybe not. Maybe you wouldn't say that
everyone.
Yehuda, 1 second.
According
to two people, I'm mafsing. Maybe then
No. So yes, in the kasha, Shlomo Zalman was asking. Maybe there's a chiddush in 2 people. So obviously, Tais tells that there is no chiluk.
Doesn't make a difference.
It's a chiluk that's not mechalik. It doesn't make a difference. Uh-huh. Once we already know one person, it's not even 2 people. Not even either. So therefore, Bishlam, according to a Shlokish, we understand why the Mishnah taught us Vani twice. Hareini Nazir. Ani and Ani, we're done.
Yeah.
But according to Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, he's telling you a Naya Chiddush, is that the Shir of Teichidei Dibur is not just Sholem Olecha Rebbe, but it's Sholem Olecha Rebbe, and now it's decision time. Make up your mind. We give you another second. So then it's necessary in order to Mechadish that Teichidei Dibur is not just Sholem Olecha Rebbe, but it's Sholem Olecha Rebbe. And now we give you another moment to make your decision. So the Mishnah to teach us that it should say Ani, 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 and Ani. The Mishnah should say it 4 times.
Yeah.
And it only said it 2 times. So l'chor, it's a raya to the shlake, a shakasha on Rabbi Nisiyah. Let's see the Taisvis inside.
Well, why is that a kasha from Rabbi Nisiyah?
Because according to Rabbi Nisiyah, it should say it 4 times.
But according to Rabbi Nisiyah, you know why? Because once you say it's not mafsik, then
but Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah is teaching you an additional chiddush in the shiur of Teichidei Dibur, which we would not know.
Oh,
look
saying.
At Taisvis.
Yeah, okay.
V'suloi Look, Toys is Dibamas, Lema Masile, Hof Alf, Lema Sile, Misham Harinaz, Mastitan, Tonya Vani, Vesuloy, Rabbi Hudin, the Siak Motsi, Lemiste, Vani, Vani, Arbor Pomim. It could have said it four times. Vim Toymar. So therefore, it's basically it's a raya to Reish Lakish. Vim Fek, the Toys is, what do you mean? Why is it only Akasha? Why isn't it shver on Reish Lakish? According to Reish Lakish, it's to say Vani three times. Because according to Reish Lakish, you have three people. Vani, Vani, Vani. Vim Toymar, Lushim and Lakish, Nami, Nisne, Vani, Vani, Sholesh Pamim, Vyesh Lomar, Tohachi Kamar. And why did it say the second vani? Even though number one was mavsik between him
and the number one ani.
Even though the number one ani is a hefsek between the number two ani and Haredi Nazir. So once already he told me vani vani twice. Okay, so automatically we can figure out on our own that there can be a third vani, ani, 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 because we know all of the chidushim after you taught me two anis. That is Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and then we give you a decision moment. If that's his listening, so the mission should say it four times to teach you the principle of Toichidei Dibur Shalom Alecha Rebbe. And decision time. The Chavadai Chidushu, the Itzrichu Leil Yashminan Afagav the Show Kvar Techadei Dibor came into Somach La Alter Lichdei Dibor. It's immediately close to Shdei Dibor. Okay, so that is the Gemara's Kasha. We have a Raya. The Gemara is bringing Tanya Chatanya Mihachi. The Shir is Techadei Dibor. Sheela Shalom Larav, and it's Dafka, not a second more. Okay, so let's look at the top taisa. Let's look at the top taisa. That's an important part of the Gemara as well. Top taisa. Tanyanam Yachid, the Gemara starts to bring a rabbi. What's the Tanyanam Yachid going to taisa? It's very common because you learn Rashi. Not everyone, obviously, the Rishon movie, a different mahalachim than the Rosh. There are different mahalachim than the Rishon. We don't like taisa for this moment. Tanyanam Yachid, perish, kerbi, shimon, ben lokish. We want to bring a raya to reish lokish. That toich kidei dibur ends with shalom alecha rebbe. Okay, it's not really so clear what the Rai is according to Tais. I don't know. Tais over here being a Rai, it's very hard to see how he brings a Rai from the Gemara. But he was shocked at Dibor. I guess that's it. The Kidei Dibor is, I guess that's the Raya. Me, Shamar Nazi, Vishok Chaveroi, Vishok Kidei Dibor, which means Shalom Alecha Rebbe.
Yeah?
So that's it. It's over. What do you mean it's over? According to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, it ain't over yet. You have another moment. And the Gemara of the Brayis has said, Tanya Yochi, he says, Vishok Kidei Dibor, Kidei Dibor means that's it. Shalom Alecha Rebbe, finished. It's over. The window of opportunity has been closed. Psach lanu shar be'eis nilashar. It's over. Va'omar vani hu aser v'chaver muter. Nope, too late. Too little, too late. The one Harry knows is aser, and the one that's already too late. The kavli dibor kedei shel shalom tamal raf. Fine. Now leim esaylei. Let's bring a raf. Now mission. Our mission also is a raf
to reshut.
Leim esay four lines from the top. Four lines from the top. Misham Harry knows. Misham v'chaver v'yomar vani vani twice v'suloi. It only says in the mission twice. Vani according to Reish Lakish should say according to Rabbi Yehuda should say in the mission four times. So the Gemara is not a kasha. It's not a kasha. It's because the Tana is not in the business of peddling. There are certain things that the Mishnayis let you figure out on your own. Tana, kiruchlo, lichshev lezil. It's not bakovedik for the Tana to say four times, va'ani, 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 va'ani. This is not the Haggadah. Vigat levincha, k'negra abo abonim debritoira, echad chocha, v'yachad roshah.
Who here on this table is the Chacham?
Me.
Okay, we're not over here in the business over here of saying four times Va'ani. The Tana is not a Ruchla that has to go say four times. He let it for you to figure out. Good? Frag the Gemara v'listening chad v'lashmin and honey. Frag the Gemara e'bazei. If you're not going to say it four times, so don't even say it twice. Don't even say it twice. Let it just say it once. V'lashminon. What does Ois Afnabach say? Hochi. Let it just say it once. If that's the case, if the Tan is not a Ruchla, and you're willing to overlook an important Chiddush Lahalocha, you want to overlook a Chiddush Lahalocha, what is the Shir Teichedei Dibor, so we can also overlook the Chiddush of a Hefsek.
Why?
We could be,
then how would you learn about that?
Oh, so how would you learn about Teichedei Dibor? Right? How would Teichedei say yes to a very good kasha? If we can only say it twice, Avani once, how are you know the Chiddush of a Hefsek? So the question is, well, what did you just say? He said, well, with my not saying it four times, the Tan is not teaching us the Yisoid of Teichedei Dibor. It must be. There are other Mekoros to teach you that halach. That has to be the answer. The answer has to be is, if you're really a Talmud Chacham and you know Shas on your fingertips, look, he learned 37 times. If you'll figure it out somewhere else. You don't have to repeat every Chiddush, every Mishnah. You'll figure it out the same way you'll figure out this halacha from another source. You'll figure out this Chiddush that it's not a Hefsek somewhere else. So why did you say it Vani twice? The same way you tell me that it was not necessary to say Vani four times to teach me the Chiddush of Teichedei Dibor. It's not necessary to say Vani twice. We'll figure just say it once and we'll figure out the halacha of Hefsek as well. We'll listen to Chad Vlashmin and Hochi. And we'll learn just the way Chachi, we'll take out the word Vlashmin Hani, whatever that means. I don't know really what that word is. The Bach changed the word Chachi. And we'll learn it Stam, the way it says in the Mishnah. The Gemara is Chachinam, you're right. You're right. You are correct. Or you are, no, he takes out the word, the Bach takes out the word. Hochi, the Bach takes out the word Chachin, because it doesn't really fit to the Gemara.
Okay.
Vlashmin, Vlashmin Chad, Vlashminon, and teach us the basic halacha. Teichedei Dibor, nothing more. Don't tell me Chiddush about Hefsek. Don't tell me Chiddush about Teichedei Dibor. The Gemara says, you're right. You are correct. Be'etzem, the Mishnah was willing to say it just Va'ani one time. Do you know why the Mishnah said Va'ani, Va'ani twice? It's because we want to go talk about the chain rule. We want to go talk about the next part of the Mishnah that says, Ruvain, Shimon, Levi. If Levi is Matir, Levi is matir his nazirus. He's shoyel on the nazirus. Shimon is still a nazir. But if Reuven is shoyel on his nazirus, then Shimon is not a nazir.
And Levi for sure.
For sure not. They all fall away. They all fall away. So in order for us,
Shimon is still a
nazir. Right. In order to bring out the point that if the last one is shoyel, the middle one is still going to become a nazir. Mm-hmm. Versus if Reuven is shoyel, then Shimon is not a nazir, and Levi is also not a nazir. The only way we can bring that out is by introducing a new fellow into the equation. That's why we had to say there is a Shimon. You're right.
Not
Teichedei Dibor. If the only reason why we're discussing Teichedei Dibor, we would not mention more than one Va'ani. The reason why we mention a double Va'ani is because we want to get to the next part of the Mishnah and talk about the sugya of in Shoyal and Aziros, how it's going to affect the predecessors.
I got it. Yeah.
When he got it, he got it. Nee. When he gets it, his whole face lights up. Hachinam, we should be Tony Seifo, Chuta Hadishain, Chuta Kulon, Chuta Achrain, Achrain, Mutu the Kulon, Washer Rabbim is Asurin. Michlal, the Eka,
the Shemin and Ruven.
Right, Michlal, the Eka, and Tsoi. The only way you can have Kulon is a middleman, there's a middleman, there's a middle guy, there's Shemin, the Eka, and Tsoi. O Mishum Hachi Kitani, Vani Vani. Good?
Yeah.
Okay, next Gemara. Iboilu chad. Now we over here we learned the whole Gemara with this assumption. We learned this whole Gemara with the assumption that we're all coming to the matvis against Reuven, right? That's how we learned the whole assumption. Reuven. The Gemara says now, wait a minute.
let's go back to the basics. The Gemara now is really going back to the basics. Who says Shimon is being matvis Reuven? Maybe Shimon really is being matvis. I mean, who says Levi is connecting himself to Reuven? Maybe Levi is connecting himself to Shimon. Whoever, the whole Gemara, everything that we learn now until now is working with this assumption that when Levi says Vani, Levi is talking to Reuven. Who says? Maybe when Levi says Vani, Levi is talking to Shimon, not to Reuven. And then the whole Gemara, the whole Mishnah chain, the whole understanding of the Mishnah change. Ibarlu, is it chad b'chavi mitzvahs? Not like what we learned until now, or is it dilma b'kamo mitafsi? Like we learned until now, we learned the whole Gemara like this. You're going back to number one. L'may nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? Latfusei umezel. The nafkamina is: can we keep on going indefinitely? We can keep on going. Reuven, everyone says Vani, 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 Vani. It'll never run out because every single person is coming to Mafis, the last person. So the Toichdei Dibur is reset. If each person on this chain is coming to connect himself to the next person, so the Toichdei Dibur is continuously reset with the last person that says Vani. Yeah? That's the Gemara Shailah. We can go on forever. All right, the Diamond Mire of now. I have to stop. I don't know, you know, she, I'm a little bit, 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 I'm a little b